Christ has risen. This is my favorite greeting because all other theological statements are the consequence. If Jesus has not resurrected, then we have no hope, but he has risen. My name is Taras Dyatlik. Taras in Greek means troublemaker, and Dyatlik means woodpecker, small woodpecker. So you can imagine a combination. And since I work as educational development director in the former Soviet Union, I feel it, bringing troubles and pecking for new possibilities, new opportunities, exploring and trying to help theological schools and local churches with pastoral and other training. I was born in the Baptist family with 11 children, but I'm joking with my mother that you have the only son because I'm the oldest and 10 more kids. So I have 5 more brothers and 5 more sisters. And my father was also born in the big family with 10 children. He is the oldest and his grandfather. So, but in our family, everybody who is married have just 2. And one of the brothers has a daughter and a dog, but also 2. Why I mention my family? So I grew up during the Soviet times, and my father used to be an underground printer since 1976, and he was developing a network of underground print shops in Ukraine, in Russia, in Siberia. And I grew up literally on books, because the books were under mattresses, under pillows, under beds, everywhere. We lived on the 5th floor of a very small 3-room apartment, 9 children at that time. And the kitchen was very small, so we had to have like 3-4 circles, rounds of to eat. But with this crowded apartment, so we still had print shop there. I remember those times that it was a big spiritual hunger for the Bible, and especially for the literature which would explain the Bible. Because during the Soviet times, we literally didn't have any commentary, any theological reflections, only some apologetic literature, and maybe some short booklets which were handwritten or rewritten, and so it was spreading like this. So my father tried to respond to this need, and now it's a miracle because today he is one of the 5 top publishing houses in Ukraine. So starting in the Soviet times as an underground printer, where we saw there is no hope for any religious freedom, and then growing and legalizing as the business, and now printing Christian books and also many books for universities and academic secular literature. So when we started partnering with Lenham, one of the questions was years ago about the Slavic Bible commentary. We translated a good number of good academic theological books, but the majority world church is growing very quickly, and most of the pastors are untrained and have no good resources how to build bridge between the Bible and top academic literature and society and challenges. So this idea of contextual Bible commentaries, I think this is the revelation from the Lord. And now looking at the impact which Slavic Bible commentary brings to local church ministers, I cannot imagine any other academic theological publishing house, any other organization that would cover this gray zone, gray spot for church ministers. So in the Slavic Bible commentary, we had 94 authors and the editorial board which was coordinating the work of these authors, and I was a project manager, so arranging everything that would fit together, gather together, and all the processes. We started writing after Jerusalem consultation. So very spiritual consultation for 10 days. We were developing theological methods, hermeneutical methods, 2012. We wanted to create hermeneutic community. Everything was with the house, yeah, and blessed with high spirit, high motivation. In 2013, we started actual writing. So all the authors started writing. And then the end of 2013, the revolution comes. 2014, the war comes. And everything we developed looked like disassembled, broke, because we lived in one world. After December 2013, the world starting in Ukraine and Russia turning upside down. And we had very big challenge because our editorial board and authors were mostly from Ukraine and Russia. How we can go together? Representatives of the two countries which are in crisis, yeah? So unannounced war. And for us, the Slavic Bible commentary is the monument of God's grace, that if we submit to the values of the kingdom, to Jesus Christ, we can go together as the church. I remember that during the times taking personally, because my nephew was killed in the revolution. My family members were in the war. My brother came white-headed after the war. He was a paramedic in an assault group and many other moments, and writing the commentary, working on this. So how to apply the Bible in this context? What the Word of God can bring and change in the lives of people, in their minds, how to bring peace to the church at least, if not to the nations or state. I was writing these words, just will quote from my diary. We are individual grape berries. We are collected, placed in a wine press, ruthlessly crushed until we have given all our juice to the last drop. This way we become delicious, blessed Crimean wine. You remember Crimean Peninsula, which was annexed in 2014. We are individual coffee beans. We are collected, placed in a coffee grinder, ruthlessly crushed with sharp knives until we are turned into a mixture of very finely ground. Then we are put in a coffee pot, poured with pure spring cold water, and boiled with heat. The longer we are brewed, the brighter and richer becomes our fragrant aroma. This way we become delicious Arabic coffee. We are individual grains of wheat. We are brought to the mill, placed between the stone circles for grinding grains, mercilessly crushed and milled until we turned into flour. Then are made dough, put in a mold and placed in a red-hot furnace with a smooth heat. This way we become delicious, blessed Ukrainian and Russian bread. And we are individual olive fruits. We are brought to the creamery, ruthlessly crushed in a juicer without pitting. When we become a substance similar to porridge, we are placed under the press to extract olive oil to the last drop. This way we become blessed Syrian oil for anointing, to be healed in Christ alone, by grace alone. And when I was observing how the Lord was working with the church, so it was like between the stones of the mill, in relationships, in everything. And the Slavic Bible commentary actually helped to keep many church leaders together when everything was looked like it's disassembling, collapsing. So we were going together. And I want to thank especially all of you who supported Lanham Literature and this project, because without your support, it would not be possible to start, to do, and to finish. And one of the greatest miracles for me was a pre-sale of this commentary. We needed $76,000 for print. You invested into writing, which was a lot, a huge amount of money. We had just to gather $76,000 for print. And Eastern Europeans are very poor. The majority world after the Soviet Union, we had to print 10,600 copies. And in about 6 months, when we announced this to the churches, to church ministers, we were able to gather $76,000 for print, which is just unbelievable. No other publishing house done this before, and I cannot imagine how Christians can gather together such amount of money. So it just proves me how the need was big, and it was the right time and the right spot to respond to this need. And out of the Slavic Bible commentary, we decided to go to Central Asian Bible commentary because some of the authors were from Central Asia. And they expressed the need that if in Russian we still have at least some translations, some authors, some Lenham scholars who write and translate and publish, in Central Asia it's very poor in terms of good literature for church ministers, especially for preachers. And I'm often traveling to Central Asia, teaching in some regions when church ministers gather together in undergrounds and they teach whispering because neighbors may hear. And they sing songs also with whispering. So they gather together for 2-3 days, for a week, and then they leave. So even in such conditions, they want to study because church is growing very quickly. And Central Asian Bible Commentary so will respond to the need of these young church ministers from Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and other six countries altogether of Central Asia, which was under the Soviet Union, because there is South Asia, so which is different. And we had already the first consultation in Istanbul, where we met with some key church leaders from Central Asia, and they helped us to better understand their need, the list of topics for theological articles, the list of challenges for their churches, their society, their Islamic background and context. And in Almaty, in Kazakhstan, in April, we will have the second consultation. We will train authors from Central Asia how to write the commentary. So they will write some big pieces and more than 50 theological articles. So this will be done by Central Asian authors for their own context, their own church, which is very good because they live there, they know the challenges, and they read the Bible, and we will teach them how to work with the methods so they can apply to their context, and it will help a lot of new church leaders to use it as a tool for preaching and leading home and church Bible study groups. One of the good signs for me as the father, I have a daughter and son. She is leading for maybe 4 years already a Bible study group in my church, in our church, with teenagers, 13, 15 years old, about 20 of them. So when she got married in September, she took the Slavic Bible commentary with her. My copy, my only copy, which I had, because for 2 years already, she is constantly using it for her Bible study with these teenagers. And for me as the father, it's very good sign because she found the materials there which can help her to understand the Bible and to build bridges with the worldview of these teenagers in the current context. And the last word is, I want to thank you because I think we even don't realize how much impact these commentaries will bring to the church in the majority world. I live there, so I feel this every day, traveling in Russia, spending about 2 months every year, Central Asia, other countries. I think this will be maybe a Lanham Scholar project in future to study the impact of these contextual commentaries. And thank you so much that you heard this calling, you supported, you invested, and the church can grow. And also thank you for this investment and help for the tool for preachers. And all the glory to Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.